USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is increasing interest rates again to try to bring down inflation.
The FOMC raised our policy interest rate by a half percentage point.
The increase is less than the recent three-quarters point hikes. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says he anticipates ongoing increases will be necessary to get inflation back to the 2% goal. Senate Republicans are speaking out against the omnibus bill that lawmakers reportedly have agreed on. Lawmakers need to pass a government funding bill before it runs out of money and partially shuts down the government on Friday. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott is calling on Republicans to support a continuing resolution instead of the omnibus bill.
Let's postpone this vote until the first quarter. Give the House Republican leadership an opportunity to come up with a budget.
Democrats point out House Republicans have a slim majority in the next session of Congress, and whoever the Speaker of the House is might need Democrat support in order to pass a funding bill if a few Republicans refuse to support it. The southern border is bracing for a surge of illegal immigrants when the policy known as Title 42 ends next week. The restriction gives the government authority to turn away all illegal immigrants, citing the need to prevent the spread of COVID. Scott Peterson might be granted a new trial right around the 20th anniversary of his pregnant wife's death. Prosecutors say he dumped her body into the San Francisco Bay on Christmas Eve 2002. Now a judge will soon decide if he will get a new trial after the discovery of a possible biased juror. After a status hearing Wednesday, the judge indicated she would decide by the end of December. Wall Street giving the thumbs down to the Fed's announcement regarding another rate hike. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 142 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
On Wednesday, President Joe Biden spoke at the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit in Washington to better improve ties between the United States and African countries. He stated that the Millennium Challenge Corporation have signed the first regional compacts totaling several million dollars.
This compact will invest $500 million to build and maintain roads, put in place policies that reduce transportation costs.
COVID-19 cases are increasing, combating with the flu and RSV to increase hospitalizations recently in the United States. China, where COVID-19 originated, is also experiencing a surge. During a press event on Wednesday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was asked if the United States will offer any assistance to China.
We have made that point, that we are prepared to help in any way they might find acceptable. That was true back when the pandemic was raging, and it's true today.
It's been 10 years since 26 students and staff members were killed at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. According to Sandy Hook Promise, there have been 948 school shootings since December 14, 2012, and some are asking if anything has been learned in the last decade.
Not much. What have they done since then? What have they done to improve anything?
That audio courtesy of NBC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.